I can honestly say that the last 2 weeks have been hectic in a way that I have not at all enjoyed. I would go as far as describing it as the first of the 12 steps. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. I'm not specifically speaking about alcohol here, but the powerlessness I have experienced over my life is real, and with it, the sense that it is completely unmanageable. Very quickly, I started to realise that I am living step two, that amidst this turmoil of spirits I have been experiencing, I am reaching out to God and believing that He can indeed restore me to sanity, and that in fact, it is exactly what He has been doing since I made the exercises, and for a time even before that. So, I am making a discernment about my life. In Breathing Underwater, in the chapter on step two, Richard Rohr writes, "The immediate embrace is from God's side. The ineffectiveness is whatever time it takes for us to come to believe, which is the slow and gradual healing and reconnecting of the head, heart and body so that they can operate as one." He makes the point that there is a process here, a lag time. We do not suddenly believe that God can restore us to sanity, as it says in step two, without a precursor to that belief. The first step may come as a revelation, where there is a desire and a possibility for change, and no doubt about it. What Ignatius describes in the spiritual exercises as first time choice. When God our Lord so moves and attracts the will, that a devout soul, without hesitation or the possibility of hesitation, follows what has been manifested to it. St. Paul and St. Matthew acted thus in following Christ our Lord.